Hello, good morning everyone. Today, my topic is going to be, what can I do with what I have to get what I want? So as I was doing my start my day SMD list, I realized I had a strong desire to create a podcast episode. Organically, I was driven to a specific page in the book, Unstoppable by Cynthia Kersey. On page 254, I had highlighted the following lines. When you are you against the wall, with no apparent way around it, ask yourself this question. What can I do with what I have to get what I want? I asked myself this question and I chose and committed to split this question to three questions. What do I want? Here are my answers. I want to create an episode within next 30 minutes and be done with it. Number two, I want to feel inspired while doing it and impact my listeners. Number three, I want to share an insight from a listener, Ajanta, on one of my previous episodes titled Insight from Book Reading to Pursue Your Passion with All Your Heart and Soul is Success in Itself. And the last want is, I want this episode, what I am doing it for you, also to be from my book reading. Okay. I said I split my question to three, right? So the second question, what do I have? I have Ajanta's insight that I have stored. She wrote to me quite some time back. I just opened a new notepad in my cell phone and I stored that insight. Number two, I have a true story from a student named Tim Bearer in the book which I mentioned that inspired me to share how one can be creative in tough times. And the third question, which I said I'm splitting into three parts, right? What can I do? Number one, I can read Ajanta's insights for you guys. Number two, I can read Tim Bearer's story that inspired me for my listeners. I will learn something from it. I will try to understand what this learning means to me now. See, if you read the book, probably you read a book some 10 years back and you read it now, you will see something else jumping at you. That's because you have changed in the past 10 years. So what your value system has changed too. So you would, your attention will jump on something different because you are a changed person. The same book, the same line. Okay. So I will try to understand what this learning means to me now. Then go back to my want list. You remember I put my five want, what I want to accomplish today? And then check them off to see if I have accomplished my want. As simple as that. Let's get to today's episode. First, I'm going to read Ajanta's insights on this one episode. She has given me testimonials and insights on a couple of other episodes. But since in the beginning I intended to share testimonial on the insight from the book, book reading. You remember I mentioned the title. There you go. This is from Ajanta in her own words. Love you and I thank you, Lalita, for sharing this. It was a very easy flowing chapter and hearing you read the wonderful perseverance of that lady triggered positive thoughts in me. Wow, great. I bet many like myself will be able to relate to the chapter. Thanks again. Keep on doing what you are doing. Thank you so much, Ajanta. People like you really help me do more, become more, have better experiences. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Okay, now I'm going to read Tim Bearer's story in his own words from the book. So it's going to be a couple of seconds or maybe minute pause because I have to pick up the book and get to the page. There you go. I was 22 and an accounting student at the University of Southern California. After two semesters, I realized I didn't want to make my living as an accountant, but as an entrepreneur. And I wanted to attend the highly regarded entrepreneurial program at USC's Business School. The problem was I couldn't get in. The dean's office informed me that my grade point average from the previous college I attended wasn't high enough. And besides that, there were no more openings. I really wanted to graduate from the business school. So, with all the official routes closed to me, I had to be creative and find a less obvious or a less traditional path. After some thought, I came up with a strategy. I signed up for every class in the entrepreneurial program by crashing. Okay, I didn't know this meaning of this word crashing, but he is explaining here. I want you to listen carefully. By crashing each course. Crashing a course involves showing up the first day of class, even though you are not registered. Then grabbing one of the slots that are created by students who over the next few weeks decide to drop out. Isn't that beautiful? So he's not registered. So he's showing up. And then if somebody has left a slot because they are not going to continue, he takes that. Wonderful. Okay, then the story continues. In 2 years, I crashed all 7 required courses in the entrepreneurial program and earned class credit in each. During the final semester, I went in to see the dean. I showed him my transcripts, explained how I pulled it off, and asked if I could graduate with the program, even though I wasn't technically enrolled. He was surprised but impressed. "It appears to me that you are an entrepreneur in every sense of the word," he said. "I don't see how I can possibly deny your request." That spring, I graduated from USC's Business School with a certification in its entrepreneurial program. All because I used my imagination to find a way around an obstacle I refused to let hold me back. What a wonderful story. And at the bottom it says, Tim Bearer, a successful business executive, looks back on a moment of youthful creativity. And I don't know the meaning of this word, C-H-U-T-Z-P-A-H, that changed the direction of his education and life. Fantastic story, Tim Bearer. I am so impressed. And now I'm going to continue after this. So now I want to check if I accomplished all my wants. I said, what's my want? I have to go back to my want. Yes. I want to create an episode within the next 30 minutes. I did create an episode. I'm almost coming to the end of this episode, but not 30 minutes. I took a little longer, which is okay with me. Number two, I feel totally inspired doing it. And I'm sure my listeners will be impacted. Maybe you have a son, maybe you are the person who's listening is a student, and probably all the doors are closed for you. And then maybe you can think creatively like this person thought about crashing courses, which means he just showed up even without registration, but there is a total belief or faith in the higher power or whatever. And then if people left any slot because they didn't want to continue, he took those courses and started keeping on doing them. Isn't that beautiful? So can you also think something like that in your life? So I think I have impacted the listeners just by reading the story. That's all. Then I want to share an insight from listener. Of course, I did share Ajanta's insight. And thank you, Ajanta. And also a big thank you for other testimonials, which I would be reading too in future episodes. I want this episode also to be from my book reading. Absolutely. It is from the book. Cynthia Kersey, she's the author, Unstoppable. I highly recommend, go ahead and read this. you will learn quite a lot from this book. All right, now what is my, it's your turn, guys. Can you ask and answer the same question? What's the question? What can I do with what I have to get what I want? And can you also split like how I did into three? Because if you have a question inside question, then your mind is not going to do anything. It'll say, get out, get lost, Lalitha. I'm not going to answer this question. What a boring question. So instead you can say, what do I want? You know, that's like an empowering question. What do I want? You don't have to go tell anybody else who is going to put you down, or you don't have to go, you can just say, you can just write for yourself. It's a very easy thing to do, right? What do I want? That's what I did. So split them into three. What do I want? What can I do? And what do I have? And then check it out for yourself. Create something. Create a valuable activity for yourself. It need not be anything big to prove to the entire outer world, okay? But divine and valuable to your inner world. It could be simple mundane chores or activities that can change your inner world, give you a very high self-esteem, make you feel, hey, you know what? I did it. I'm proud that I did it. I'm glad that I did it. And it's okay. And I want to feel happy that I did it. And I deserve to be happy. And I take this happiness to my inner world. You can say all these things to yourself and see how your body sensations are. Can you create a 10-minute abs workout when you really feel lazy, right? Can you create a healthy salad recipe when you really feel lazy to chop? You know, bring that vegetable from the crisper, wash it, chop it. You know, it's a lot of work, right? It's a lot of work in the sense like it's not like a heavy lifting work, but then it's a work which your mind says, go grab something from the shop or something like that, and then you're not ready to step out to the shop, but then you have all the vegetables in your house. All you need to do is pull it out and then, you know, make your own salad. So can you do something like that? Can you take small projects like this and then ask these three questions and make your day wonderful, make your inner world wonderful? Okay, I would love to hear your stories on your creation. With that said, thank you guys for making my Monday morning absolutely fantastic. And you have a fantastic week ahead. Bye bye. And today is, I think, Kshirabdi Dwadasi. It's also called Tulsi Kalyanam. So I'm setting intention to do something for this auspicious day, but I do not know what it is. Probably I'll use the same formula. What can I do with what I have to get what I want? Bye bye.